Today, I want to talk about the idea that the type of carb you eat actually matters. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Mind Blowing Health and Wellness with Violet. I'm Violet. I'm a psychologist. And the reason I make these videos is to help people to understand that your health, physical, and your mental health come together to make your overall sense of well-being. If that's something that you find interesting, consider subscribing so that you'll know when my next videos come out. It's a very basic idea. Eating fuels your body. Yet, we can't seem to agree on what we should eat to fuel our body. So today I thought I would talk a little bit about the different types of carbs and the things that I've learned along the way of doing a ketogenic lifestyle that I feel could help people who are not sure how to apply their ketogenic lifestyle in a way that's helping them to be at the weight they would like to be. Cows typically eat grass. And when farmers allow their cows to eat only grass, they end up being quite lean. Grass is a carbohydrate. Okay. When a farmer wants their cow to be fatter so that the muscle meat, which is what we eat, so the steaks or whatever can be nice and marbled and taste delicious when we cook them, the farmer starts feeding the cow grains. Grains are carbohydrate. So if a cow eats carbs, depending on the carb it's eating, it affects its body differently. Now, one of the things that I'm constantly hearing people argue about is this idea that carbs are healthy and we shouldn't be limiting ourselves on carbs. But I want to point out that in this particular example, what we're seeing is that the cow, which is not eating anything else, it's eating carbs versus carbs, has a very different physiological reaction to eating grass versus grains. Another example we have is that if you feed a duck grains, its liver becomes fatty. That's how we produce foie gras. Now, the reason I'm talking about this is I want you to stop and consider. Cows are animals. Humans are animals. It only makes sense that there would be certain carbs that affect a human one way, and yet a different carb could affect a human a different way. We are all animals, and different foods affect us differently. And I'm a great example of that. I can't eat nightshades. For some reason, I eat a nightshade and I have a huge reaction. There's something in nightshades that affects me differently. Now, I know this because I've gone periods of time without eating any, and then when I eat them, I have a big reaction. Well, you know, plants don't want to be eaten. So for some reason, I think that I react to those lectins that they put into that are in nightshades so that I shouldn't be eating that. There are also people who have reactions to lactose, again, myself being one of them. And so I have to avoid lactose as well. Again, not everyone has a scenario. Some people can eat dairy, no reaction. Some people can eat nightshades, no reaction. Every person is an animal. And as an animal, we have reactions to certain foods and we don't have reactions to other foods. What's important is to understand that not every food is created equal. So then not every carbohydrate is going to have the same reaction for us. One of the major sugars that has a huge reaction for humans is fructose. And every human has a reaction, the same reaction to fructose that we're not aware that we're having. So let's talk about that reaction. You see, unlike those other things I named a few minutes ago where some people react and some people don't, everyone only metabolizes fructose in their liver. That's a huge important detail that is often overlooked when people are talking about the carb versus low calorie situation. Because if I only focus on bringing my calories down and I'm not at all focused on whether or not I'm allowing myself to eat carbs, then I'm not even going to be focusing on what kind of carbs I'm ingesting. Why it's important that our liver is the only part of our body that metabolizes fructose is, see, let's say, for example, I did eat a fruit, which I wouldn't do, but let's say I did. I eat an apple. Half of that apple is fructose and half of that apple is glucose. That means that when I eat the apple, my whole body is able to metabolize the glucose, but only my liver is metabolizing the fructose. We are not aware that this is happening, but every time that our liver is metabolizing fructose, it's taking it, it's breaking it down, and it's storing it as fat in the liver. Now, the liver is not a place that should be collecting fat. And unfortunately, there are a lot of people who end up with fatty liver disease from two sources, that the most prominent being two sources. It's not the only reason, I'm sure, but the most is alcohol, because alcohol, again, only metabolized in the liver, turned into fat. And then fructose, only metabolized in the liver, turned into fat. So I want us to understand that when we allow ourselves to eat fructose, we are actually allowing our liver to be overloaded, because it has to process that fructose. Because remember, fructose is still a sugar and it needs to be taken out of the blood, like right away. So what's frustrating is that the liver will try to, you know, ship out the fat to our cells. And it will also try to ship out the fat, and it will store some. And eventually, when it can't store anymore and it can't ship out anymore, the liver will try to ship it off to the pancreas. And when that can't store anymore, then we end up with diabetes. And it's a very frustrating situation, because now we have to take a medication to force our body to store the fat that it needs to store. But remember, we've already overloaded our liver and our pancreas and our body cells. So we're actually now, it's like we're blowing a balloon up, and we know we're blowing it up past the point of which it's going to burst. But we have to keep blowing it up, because we have to get the sugar out of our blood and into something, right, for safe storage. So in the news, we've been made aware that high fructose corn syrup is very dangerous. It contributes to fatty liver disease. And most doctors, most people in the health world will tell you, do your very best to avoid ingesting high fructose corn syrup, which means you should cut down on soda, which means you should cut down on anything, and even eliminate, if possible, anything that has high fructose corn syrup. It is accepted that that is not a healthy thing for you to eat. What I find frustrating is high fructose corn syrup, which is comprised of 55% glucose and 45% fructose, is being focused on and we're being told, don't ingest this, when sugar, so table sugar, is 50% glucose and 50% fructose. It actually has more fructose in it than high fructose corn syrup. And we are not being told to run away from table sugar like the plague. We are not being told to stop eating cookies and cakes. And why we villainize high fructose corn syrup, although I don't think we should ingest it, obviously, but we don't equally villainize table sugar, is beyond me. I'm not sure if it's because table sugar is used in almost every product that we produce. And so if we villainized it, then we would really have to stop purchasing almost everything that we purchase in stores. And that would harm finance, that would harm government, that would harm everything. But table sugar actually has more fructose in it than high fructose corn syrup. It's important for us to understand that sometimes we're getting information that's contradictory. It's important for us to understand that if we're going to take care of our health, we need to educate ourselves and then do the things that are going to help us to make the best choices. As I mentioned earlier, fruit is the other food that has a super high concentration of fructose. And interestingly, most fruits that we eat today have been genetically engineered to be sweeter, to encourage us to eat them. Unfortunately, then decreasing the value of the actual food. So, yes, fructose in a fruit is about half of the fruit being fructose, except when you get to those better glycemic fruits like the berries. They have a bit less sugar in them. I'm encouraging you. You need to take your decisions about how much fruit you're going to allow into your life. Vegetables also have fructose in them, but it's such a smaller amount. As you can tell by the flavor of vegetables, it's a much less amount of fructose. So carbohydrates in general, much less amount. So our body can process some fructose. It's when we overload our body that we get into trouble. If we're having vegetables and we're not eating fruit and we're not eating excess sugars, processed sugars, then our liver is more than able to process the carbs that we're eating and excrete what we need to excrete and be healthy. I'm asking you to pay attention to what you're eating. I'm asking you to pay attention to the type of carbs that you're eating so that you can make the best possible choice. food's impact on the body has to be taken into consideration. The same way that changing the carb fattens the cow, changing the carb fattens the human. It's normal to eat fruit. It's normal to eat vegetables. But in our history, we wouldn't have eaten the amount of fruit that we eat today, and it wouldn't have been extra sweet like it is today. In our history, we wouldn't have had access to these things year-round. In our history, we didn't have access to processed sugar, like syrups and sugar. And, you know, we had only access to the sugar in a natural food. So changing the carb source does matter. We've created the situation where most people on the planet have insulin resistance. It's actually more common to have it than to not have it. And we have to accept responsibility for that. The fact that we have increased the amount of processed carbs that we eat has led to this scenario. And the only way to address it is to be conscious of it and take actual decisions to change the way that we're eating. That means limiting the amount of processed carbohydrates that we eat. As wellness warriors, it's important for us to understand how food affects us and then make our decisions about what we're going to eat. That means that we need to pay attention to the source of our carbohydrates, the type of carbohydrates that we're eating, glucose versus lactose versus whatever else, and the amount of carbohydrates that we allow into our bodies. I really hope you found this video helpful. If you did, please consider subscribing, and I want to thank you for watching Mind Blowing Health and Wellness with Violet. I'll talk to you in the next video.